1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The talk ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump attacked the judge and spoke out of turn as he testifies at his New York civil fraud trial. At one point, Judge Arthur Engoron asking Mr. Trump's lawyers to control their client.
It's just wild to see that the judge is multiple moments asking them to basically rein him in. There's another instance here from our team where Erdogan fires back and says, I'm not here to hear what he has to say, referring to all of those speeches.
ABC News executive editorial producer John Santucci. President Biden will announce almost $16 billion to rebuild and replace crumbling passenger rail infrastructure along Amtrak's Northeast Corridor. The Gaza-run health ministry says at least 10,000 Palestinians are dead as Israel Defense Forces continue their ground and air assault on Hamas targets. The Supreme Court's hearing arguments in a challenge to a 1994 law that prohibits people facing domestic violence restraining orders from having guns. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers considering spending taxpayer money on American Family Field have some more to think about after taking a tour of the Brewers Stadium. The bill to pass the assembly would spend more than $500 million in public money, and for now, there aren't enough votes to pass the Senate. Wisconsin Republicans say they'll have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says it's Madison businessman Eric Hovde.
Mega millionaires like Eric Hovde, who haven't officially announced their campaigns, but who are crisscrossing the state right now, have hired staff. They're running shadow campaigns to avoid having to file financial disclosures or face public scrutiny.
Wickler's Republican counterpart is Brian Schimming. He tells Upfront on WISN-TV that Tammy Baldwin is vulnerable. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For the talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. The body of a 60-year-old man was found in the Fox River Sunday morning. The Oshkosh Police Department says they recovered the body after answering a call at 11:40 a.m. November 5th, saying there was a man in the water near Broad Street. Police officials say an autopsy will take place later this week as they continue the investigation. Authorities are asking the public to come forward if they have any information. Gas prices fell over 5 cents a gallon in northeast Wisconsin last week. This marks the seventh week in a row fuel prices have fallen in the area and nationwide, according to Gas Buddy. The national average is now the lowest since March. Officials at Gas Buddy say the trend could continue for 2 to 3 more weeks. The gas app says the average cost of a tank of gas currently in Green Bay is $3.09 and $3.11 in Appleton. Not even a little wind or rain can dampen 60-degree temperatures here in northeast Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Baseball manager Craig Counsell is leaving the Brewers. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens. Craig Counsell has made his decision. He is leaving the Milwaukee Brewers to become the manager of the Chicago Cubs. It's one of the biggest surprise stories in sports in years. Counsell had met with the Cleveland Guardians and then reportedly with the New York Mets. This morning, the Mets announced that they had hired Carlos Mendoza, who spent years with the New York Yankees staff. And then the bombshell, Craig Counsell will replace David Ross as the manager of the Chicago Cubs with a 5-year deal worth $40 million. He will go from $3.5 million a year in Milwaukee to over $7 million a year, making him the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. Craig Counsell had this to say last month after the Brewers lost in the playoffs to Arizona.
Look, we're disappointed. I mean, these chances are sacred. They're for players that you get this window to have a great month of October, and so it hurts for it to be over.
Again, Craig Counsell, the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 38. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, 42. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers, lows around 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
We got back of pride. We ain't going to drop three in a row.
You already dropped three in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean?
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a divisional foe, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions a divisional foe and got their heads handed to them.
But this is another one, the one we should beat.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. UK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Mike Johnson, his name came up to the disgust of everybody. His name has come up, and I want to talk about Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson, the new speaker. No one knew who he was, only been in the Congress around 7 years. Let me tell you some other bad things he has just done. In the last 2 days, under his leadership, the Republicans put in a bill to slash funding for the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, by 39%. That busts the deal that Biden and McCarthy reached in the spring. In the last 2 days, the Republicans under his leadership put in a bill to slash the budget for the National Park Service by 13%. They just put in a bill to require Biden, not suggest, require Biden to permit drilling off the Alaska coast. Let me tell you something. If you've ever been to Alaska, I went up fishing for halibut with some buddies a while ago, and we went out on the Kenai Peninsula and we camped and fish for halibut. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life. So beautiful there. You know, you look up and there, right along the shore, there were hundreds of golden eagles. You know, the Marquette golden eagles. I'd never really thought about golden eagles or seen them. There are hundreds of them. You can see whales, see moose, see bears. And these clowns, this is his idea of bipartisanship, puts in the bill to require Biden to permit drilling off the Alaska coast. I'll tell you what. Another bill cut the Secretary of the Interior, the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, and the Director of the Bureau of Land Management. Cut their salaries to $1 a year. $1 a year. Remember, they already put in a bill to cut Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, to $1 a year. They already put in a bill to cut the Secretary of Health and Human Service by $1 a year. And of all people, the administrator of Medicaid and Social Security to $1 a year. Mike Johnson just hired a guy named Raj Shah, R-A-J-S-H-A-H. He had been with Fox News. He was the architect the architect of the big lie about fraud in the 2020 election. Mike Johnson has hired Raj Shah to work for the Republican Party, for the congressional wing of the Republican Party, in a thing called, quote, Brand Protection Unit, B-R-A-N-D, Brand Protection Unit. He will be Mike Johnson's deputy chief of staff and the head of messaging for all Republicans in the House of Representatives. So who is Raj Shah? Raj Shah was born in Connecticut. His parents came here from Mumbai. We used to call it Bombay. His father was an engineer. Mother was a dentist. He immediately went into politics when he got out of college. And he's the one who Trump used to do opposition research on Hillary Clinton. 2016, he put in 550 Freedom of Information Act requests on her. And it was his idea that the Republican Party refer to all Democrats and all Democratic proposals as socialism. This is a dangerous guy. He doesn't have a clue. He was born in Connecticut. But his head is not in America. This guy is a dangerous guy, and Mike Johnson hired him. Now, if you're the new speaker, today is November 6th. In 11 days, the government gets shut down. If you're the new speaker, would you sit down with the Democratic leadership and say, look, here are some of our objectives. What are your objectives? Let's see if we can come up with a budget that makes sense. Yes, you would. Would you show any activity about passing financial legislation to keep the government open? Yes, you would. Instead, this guy has brought legislation to cut the pay of a number of the cabinet officers to $1 a year and the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency and the administrator of Medicare and Medicaid to $1 a year. He knows it's not going anywhere. The Senate's not going to vote for it. Biden would veto it. He's taunting us. He's taunting us. Here's his financial legislation. Cut the EPA budget by 39%. Cut the National Park Service by 13%. Give aid to Israel if you cut the IRS by the same amount. This isn't serious. It's also not American. This is not designed to help the country, improve the country. This is designed to sow chaos, which is what Donald Trump wants. Mike Johnson is simply a Trump agent biding his time, doing everything he can to sow chaos in our government. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark?
I'm pretty disturbed by what I hear from these guys, and so they want to slash the EPA and do away with environmental protections. And every single one of these guys, including their entire families, from children down to grandchildren down to great grandchildren, should have to drink the same contaminated water they want to condemn everybody else to drink. I mean, this should be their sole source of water. No filtration. No, nothing, just contaminated water, you know, to drink and to bathe in. I mean, these guys just don't seem to care. I mean, they're just evil. I mean, they're just evil. And the ends do not justify the means. The means justify the ends. And these guys just do not understand that. I mean, if I ran into one of them, I'd just give them a real piece of my mind. And they might not like what they hear.
Yeah, well, no, you're right. But here's what's even more dangerous to me. We have 11 days. Now, in 11 days, if the government shuts down, our service members are not going to get paid. We have two aircraft carrier strike forces in the Eastern Mediterranean. An aircraft carrier has about 5,000 people on it. And of those, there's maybe 300 pilots. We have a 2,000 Marine detachment ready to go ashore. Do you remember, do any of you know the Marine Corps hymn from the halls of Montezuma? From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we'll fight our country's battles in air, on land, and sea. It's a magnificent hymn. The Tripoli that they're talking about is in North Africa. They're going to be landing there again, unpaid. And sailors, even the officers don't have a lot of money, but if you are a E1, E2, E3 sailor, or Marine private corporal, you're married, you have a couple of kids, your wife's living in government housing, maybe on a base, you don't have a lot of money. If you don't get a paycheck, a lot of these people live paycheck by paycheck. If you don't get a paycheck, they're going to go on welfare. They're going to go, and they're going to have to go down to the base and see what the Marine Corps can do for them, the Navy can do for them. But the truth is, if the Navy and Marine Corps are not getting funded, they may not be able to do much. Then if you're a senior officer in the Senate, you have Tuberville stopping your promotion and you're not getting paid. This is happening to the American military, our military, military I served in. There's no one in our society more patriotic, committed to the United States, to America, than our military. And they are being casually stabbed out of vanity and desire to suck up to Donald Trump by senators and by, in this case, congressmen, leaders in the Republican Party. Because the only thing they fear is Donald Trump. They fear being primaried by Donald Trump. They know that in gerrymandered districts, when it's on the House side, they can't be beaten. And on the Senate side, even though you can't gerrymander a whole state, because by definition, everybody in the state can vote, a lot of these states, through advertising, social media, billionaires advertising, they're invulnerable. They're in a party that not only does not have a platform. You remember back in 2016, Mitch McConnell said, we're not going to have a platform. It can only get you in trouble. They have a platform now. It's whatever Donald Trump says. Donald Trump doesn't give it much thought himself. It's all vanity. And the sole object is to cause chaos so that people say that the Democrats can't govern. We must put in the Republicans. This is what happened in Berlin in 1932. Hitler's party used the rules of their Reichstag, which is our Congress, to not cooperate and drive people to say, well, let's turn it over to Adolf for a while. But we ain't turning it over to Adolf ever again. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
That long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt from Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let me give you some idea of what's happening out on the ground there. And this is an off year, and there are only two states historically that voted in an off year like this for things like governor or the assembly. Most of them wait for the even years, 2022, 2024. But 2023 is a big election day tomorrow in Virginia. Just been discovered that in Richmond, Virginia, election officials had flagged 11% of all Black votes, absentee votes leading up to this in registrations, and only 5.5% of white votes. And after ballots are fixed or cured, in other words, there's some minor administrative error on them, the rejection of Black votes anyway permanently is more than twice as high as white voters. That is something that's being done in Virginia right now. It's just announced that Virginia removed about 35,000 eligible voters from the rolls. They always do this right before the elections. Now, remember what I said before. Chaos, violence, and fraud is the objective of the Republican Party. Democratic Party has a thing called GOTV, get out the vote. Republican Party has a process called KOTV, keep out the vote. Keep out the vote. They don't really have to get out their votes, because if all they did was nothing, they would lose all the time. Their objective is to stop Democrats voting, stop independents voting, stop minorities voting, stop the elderly voting, stop students voting. And they use a variety of contrivances to do that. We are on a constant alert around the country for this kind of thing. And Virginia is not the worst. Texas and Florida are among the worst. But this is going on all over the place. The objective largely is to knock down minority voting, especially by about 4%. And that costs Democrats frequently their majorities. None of this occurred when the Voting Rights Act was in effect. The Voting Rights Act was passed in the 1960s. And it required that if any state among the states that was being scrutinized wanted to change its voting laws, they had to submit it in advance to the Justice Department. They couldn't just go ahead and do it. Justice Department had to sign off on it. And the Justice Departments under Democrats and Republicans frequently wouldn't sign off on it. You would not have this business like the law in Texas that was just passed, law in Texas, that said that if the Secretary of State, who's always been a Republican, has reason to believe that the vote in Harris County, Houston, and that's the only county in the state mentioned that's authorized, he can overturn the election and order a new one. And keep ordering it till he thinks there's no fraud, which means until his candidates win. Couldn't have done that with the Voting Rights Act. In Georgia, you couldn't have passed a law that says that it's a crime. You can go to jail for assisting anybody in a voting line. What does that mean? Food? Encouragement? They ask, are they at the right ward? It's done to cause chaos. It's fraudulent. This is going on all over the country. And why is the Voting Rights Act not applying. The Voting Rights Act is not applying because in the case of Shelby County, oh, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago, 5-4, Clarence Thomas, the tarantula, who's been on the take since much longer ago than that, ruled that the Voting Rights Act, at least the guts of it, was no longer necessary. His time was up. Served its purpose. Who the heck asked them? That isn't how congressional statutes work. Congress decides when its time is up. Congress decide when it served its purpose. So they construe it as a constitutional issue. The Constitution is whatever they say it is. And there's no higher authority to appeal to. They can invalidate acts of the president. They can invalidate acts of Congress. Congress and the president can't validate their acts. And if they're crooked, they're corrupt, they're bribed, if there are a series of 5-4 cases, Shelby County, Citizens United, Dobbs, overturning Roe v. Wade, that part of Dobbs, nobody can do anything. Oh, wait, yes, they can. They can impeach them. Take 67 votes in the Senate. There is no way that there's going to be bipartisan agreement to impeach anybody in the Supreme Court. So we're left with what? We're left with No Voting Rights Act fraudulently because it was not a constitutional issue. It passed constitutional muster back in the 1960s. That's 60 years ago. Citizens United passed constitutional muster, the statutes at issue, I should say, back around 1910. A variety of Supreme Courts and several Congresses reaffirmed it. Suddenly, this time around in what, 2010, 5-4, Clarence Thomas and a couple of the tarantulas go, they were some smart people, they were. Yes, they were, those Congress and Supreme Court, but they weren't smart enough. They didn't realize it was unconstitutional to bar corporations from making contributions and to impose regulations on disclosure of donors. They should have realized that the Constitution approved of dark money. In some cases, coming from overseas, even though that's still illegal, but not enforced by the Federal Election Commission. That's where the country's come to. We have a Republican Party that has flipped so far off course that it's the party of treason, party of Putin, party of overturning elections, lying about elections, the party that is trying to dismantle our democracy. We can't have that. We need two parties, center-right and center-left. And we have center-left. The other one is flat-out fraud and treason. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
The homicide trial of a former Milwaukee police officer starts with jury selection today. Michael Mattioli was off duty when he and Joel Acevedo got into an argument in 2020. Prosecutors say Mattioli put Acevedo into a chokehold during the fight, and Acevedo died 6 days later. Mattioli could be sentenced to 40 years in prison. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The talk of Green Bay, WGBW News. I'm Pete Schwabe. The body of a 60-year-old man was found in the Fox River Sunday morning. The Oshkosh Police Department says they recovered the body after answering a call at 11:40 a.m. November 5th, saying there was a man in the water near Broad Street. Police officials say an autopsy will take place later this week as they continue the investigation. Authorities are asking the public to come forward if they have any information. Three Menominee, Michigan marijuana stores were ordered to close Friday night. Lume, Nirvana, and Higher Love were all closed temporarily due to a court order from the 41st Circuit Court District. The Eagle Herald and Marinette reports that the city of Menominee is behind the closings and the plaintiff against the three stores. The three weed retailers filed a motion for a temporary restraining order against the city. There is a court date in 2 weeks. The city of just over 8,000 people still has two more cannabis stores that remain open. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Baseball manager Craig Counsell is leaving the Brewers. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens. Craig Counsell has made his decision. He is leaving the Milwaukee Brewers to become the manager of the Chicago Cubs. It's one of the biggest surprise stories in sports in years. Counsell had met with the Cleveland Guardians and then reportedly with the New York Mets. This morning, the Mets announced that they had hired Carlos Mendoza, who spent years with the New York Yankees staff. And then the bombshell, Craig Counsell will replace David Ross as the manager of the Chicago Cubs with a five-year deal worth $40 million. He will go from $3.5 million a year in Milwaukee to over $7 million a year, making him the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. Craig Counsell had this to say last month after the Brewers lost in the playoffs to Arizona.
Look, we're disappointed. I mean, these chances are sacred. They're for players that you get this window to have a great month of October, and so it hurts for it to be over.
Again, Craig Counsell, the new manager of the Chicago Cubs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies
tonight with lows around 38. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, 42. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers, lows around 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Macklin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Right to the lines, Joe and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thanks, Matt. I think that what we're looking at, I'm very intrigued with what's going on with Mr. Johnson, our new Speaker of the House. I have a feeling that the tides are turning and that there's more and more that's being explored with this man. I have heard of people doing opposition research on him and coming up with all sorts of interesting things. And I would just start to mention it because I feel that there's a lot going on with this guy that might be called what magicians used to call misdirection. So you're doing a trick, and what you do is point your hands, get people to look the other way, and make something happen that allows your magic trick to go forward. It's called misdirection. It's been around forever. You know, you find it in biographies about Houdini, people like that. So the misdirection that might be going on, that I mean, there's so much about this guy. I could go on for the next half hour, but I just want to look at one reason why I think this is important. So two examples. First off, we're talking about Johnson saying yes to legislation hitting the floor that would say that the head of DOD, Lloyd Austin, that would be the head of defense, while we're looking at our military going off into perilous places, he wants to cut the salary, that man's salary, down to $1 for a year. That would be an example of misdirection in the sense that we're looking at something stupid and putting our time and effort on that, while at the meantime, he's looking at Medicare cuts of $2 trillion. He's looking at Social Security cuts of $750 billion in Social Security. When what could be done about this instead of having a commission that would look at this and all the seniors and those and disabled need to just, raise their heads and go through all this? How about raising the cap on when Social Security? How about raising that from 147,000 to higher if there's any problems meeting our needs? So I think what we're seeing is so often here, look away, misdirection. I'll give you another example that has to do with Mr. Johnson's finances, of course, which were in the news and will continue to be in the news, I think. A friend of mine was saying, I said, God, this guy doesn't have any accounts in banks. And a friend of mine said, oh, I'm sure he has accounts in banks. It's just Swiss banks. Or, Panamanian banks. It's just not our banks. So I think as we start looking at this guy, I'll give you one example that came up, and it had to do with he during the weekend described himself as, quote, on TV when Fox was interviewing him about why he had no bank accounts. He said, I am a man of modest means. Doesn't that sound beautiful? Claimed that his father was a firefighter. So what? My dad worked construction. Who cares? But then we have this nice little line in here, and I'm going to read a tiny little bit of it. Back in 2016, he was discussing an $18 million award he won and a nice little attorney fee award he won for the nonprofit, a religious nonprofit he was representing. They were suing the governor of Kentucky over a verbiage, I guess, somehow it had to do, I can't give you all the details, and it doesn't matter. At any rate, they got an $18 million judgment. And if you look at that, if they had said 40%, which it wouldn't be unreasonable at all for a lawyer to be right, collecting that amount, that's a tiny little sum that this man has earned. So this modest means, I would put to people, is again another example of misdirection. We're going to be seeing a ton from this guy. He's got a whole lot he's got to hide. As we all know, it's just raising red flag after red flag after red flag. And so I would say to people, look at the Social Security cuts of $750 billion, Medicare cuts of $2 trillion that this man is proposing. That's where you need to start to be looking. And you need to be looking at this man who is a theocrat. He's not he's not a person who espouses democracy. He's a theocrat. And it's time to get worried and keep your eyes wide, as they say. Look sharp. This guy is... He's gonna take it from your pocket and push you down. So thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, excellent, excellent call, Joe, as always. Let me build on that a couple of things. He clearly doesn't believe in the separation of church and state. He really does not. And more importantly, because we've talked about him from the first day that he took office, the more and more I see of him, he reminds me of kind of a slicker George Santos. At least with George Santos, we don't know his name to this day, but he had accounts. Now, he stole money and put them in the accounts, but at least he had accounts. This guy, I mean, forget modest means, he makes 225 grand a year as speaker. He makes 30 grand a year from Liberty University teaching Zoom courses. His wife gets $50,000 a year from two contracts she has for some kind of consulting. I have no idea what she does for two fairly right-wing groups. He has at least income of $305,000 a year. Now, I don't care how humble you think you are. You can't make $305,000 a year and have no bank accounts. You can't just convert it all to cash, walk into the bank and say, here's my check, give me cash, and hide it under the mattress. He obviously has accounts somewhere. And what really absolutely astounds me is, since this was raised the minute he got elected, and this has been discussed on this show several times, he hasn't cleared it up, put it to bed, say, oh, no, of course I have accounts. You know, I thought my accountant was filling out my form, blah, 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 and he made a mistake, blah, blah, blah. But does he think he can go through 2 years of people wondering where he's putting $305,000 a year? And also what they're wondering is, how do we know he's not getting a lot more than $305,000 a year from some very unsavory sources or some other sources that pose conflicts of interest? And what, he doesn't have to answer? He doesn't have to answer. And the thing, and I agree, and by the way, I love the thing about misdirection. I'd not heard that term. It was very educational for me. I've often wondered how magicians do these tricks, and I think that's right. I mean, they sort of trick you into thinking of something else or looking somewhere else, and they yank it out of the back pocket. But this very, very good point is how he's going to take your minds away from Medicare and Medicaid. You know, all right, let's cut their administrator to a buck. Well, Biden and Schumer aren't going to let that happen. Okay, in the meantime, I whacked out $750 billion to one and $2 trillion to the other. But the thing, Joe, that really concerns me the most is, because I'm more of an immediate practical guy, is we got 11 days till we run out of money. And he's doing this kind of stuff. He's horsing around. He's in bad faith. Frequently, the Republicans will wait till 5 p.m. on the last day and try to shove something down your throat. So I suspect he's going to do that now, but it's going to have massive cuts. If he's already saying, I want 39% out of this agency, the EPA, and 12 or 13% of the Department of Interior, he's going to do that all along the line and say, take it or leave it, the afternoon of November 17th. I think Biden and Schumer will say, we're not going to do that. And then there's some accounting tricks that Janet Yellen can do for a very brief period of time. But we have foreign adversaries who are killers, who are murderers: Vladimir Putin, the Chinese, the North Koreans, Hamas, all of these people, the killers. And we're what? Putting troops against them that we're not paying because of the Republican Party. Thanks for calling. Well, you're going to love this next thing. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I'm going to tell you what it is. At a Freedom Summit on Saturday in Florida, one of the speakers was the chief financial officer of Florida. That'd be like our state treasurer or our state, the chief financial officer of Florida, Republican. He is proposing, and that means that it's in the works and their gerrymandered legislature will pass it and DeSantis will sign it, a new statute that's going to permit the use of taxpayer money, quote, to defend any Florida presidential candidate targeted by politically motivated prosecutors. In other words, kind of a Gableman fund on steroids for hundreds of millions of dollars out of taxpayer money to basically pay Donald Trump's legal fees, because there'll have to be determination that the prosecution was politically motivated. That means if a guy like Menendez, a Democrat, were down there and were being prosecuted for taking money from Egypt, they could say, no, that's not politically motivated. That's just bread and butter bribery. but it was politically motivated, which means any lawsuit against Donald Trump. They are going to set up a Gableman-type slush fund, a Voss-type slush fund on steroids, much more than the $3 million that Voss and Gableman blew through. And they're going to pay for the defense of Donald Trump, all of his cases. He has a lot of them. He has a lot of them. New York, Mar-a-Lago, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., E. Jean Carroll. I mean, he has quite a few of them. Many of them involving his own financial and reputational interests. And Florida thinks that they are going to do that. Now, normally, if you had an honest governor, he'd veto it. But DeSantis is not honest. He'll sign it. Then the Democrats will go to court. They'll try to go to federal court. But if they go in Mar-a-Lago, Eileen Mercedes Cannon will kiss the mistletoe on Trump's belt buckle. If they go to state court, the state Supreme Court is ruby red Republican. If they find a way to go to federal court other than Eileen Mercedes Cannon, it'll work its way up through the 11th Circuit, who are pro-Trump, and then to the six tarantulas. The Republican Party is not only using the rules of the legislature to cause chaos, but they are using finances in MAGA states where they have a veto-proof majority, if it's just the legislature, where they have a complete lock if it's the legislature and also the governor. What do we do about this? On the one hand, it basically takes a lot of burden off of Donald Trump. That's why they're doing it. And you might think that DeSantis would veto it because it's for Trump. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. He's going to try to suck up and look like he's supporting Trump. Now, the real hit that's going to hit Trump, and that's this New York case, because it's in New York and it's not federal court. If Judge Erdogan finds him liable for $250 million, and more importantly, bars him from doing business in New York for 5 years. That's the request from Letitia James. That will deal a death blow to his business interests and his finances. And that can't be affected by the Florida legislature. The problem is he understands that. And most of the commentators whom I've seen I respect have said, the real issue in that case, because he cares about that case more than any other one, is whether he'll blow up on purpose or by accident, just his temper, and lose it. And he sort of did that today. But everywhere else, he has people who are complicit with him and, in fact, are invading the finances of their own taxpayers. And that got me thinking what happened here. When Voss, just to placate Trump, pretended to look for fraud, hired Gableman, who knew nothing about elections, he claimed, even though he'd been elected to the Supreme Court, spent time on a public computer in a New Berlin library looking up elections and went around the state, didn't find anything, got himself sued several times, sued other people several times, and stuck us with the bill. They stuck us with the bill. And that's small change. That's small potatoes compared to what Trump's doing in Florida. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I'm not just a star.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to Metflin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a story that when I first read it, I thought, come on, that can't be. This is America. But this is true. Donald Trump right now, because he's looking strong, at least in the Republican primary, has, they call it outsourced to certain right-wing think tanks. What it is he's working with certain right-wing think tanks to keep his fingerprints off it. The idea and the execution of deploying the military to the streets of the United States in his first days in office in 2025 under the guise of quelling, quote, public unrest, end quote. This project has a title. It's called Project 2025. So the idea would be they anticipate public unrest if he is elected because of his obvious tendency towards fraud, violence, and doing everything he can to stop people voting. What he really means by that is that if he ends up losing to Joe Biden, which he will, in my opinion, not just my opinion, he will, and he loses in the Electoral College, this time I think he will have people who, they won't be fake electors, they'll claim that they will be fake, but they'll claim an irregularity and demand that their slate be counted and demand that the thing be thrown in the House of Representatives. And the difference is last time we had Nancy Pelosi. Now we have Mike Johnson. Nancy Pelosi was honest. She didn't do this as a just as a Democrat. She did it as the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House is supposed to be the Speaker of all the House. Speaker of the House doesn't vote on bills. Speaker of the House doesn't speak on bills. Speaker runs the House and has enormous power to decide what gets voted on. So they tried that with Nancy Pelosi. It didn't work. But what happens if Mike Johnson, because he's crooked, goes along with that and says, it is the opinion of the Speaker that there is doubt, and we put it in the House of Representatives. Just says that. There's a cry of division. There's a vote. And all of the Republicans, because they're in the majority, at least right now, vote with Johnson. Now, the 2024 congressional elections are very important because there will be new congressmen, a lot of them elected in November 2024, and they get sworn in a couple of days into January. If the Democrats win, they will immediately elect Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker, and we won't have this problem. But if we don't take the House of Representatives and they back up Mike Johnson, they put it in the House of Representatives. That happened in 1876. And unlike what you may think, that vote is one vote per state. It's not per capita. In other words, California, it's not like electoral votes where California has 56 or so congressmen, two senators, so they get, say, 58 votes. Wyoming has two senators and one congressman, they get three votes. No, no. Wyoming gets one vote. California gets one vote. Rhode Island gets one vote. Mississippi gets one vote. And then it comes down to this, because none of these people in the Republican Party can do anything in good faith. Are there more majority Republican delegations in states that are Republican than Democrat? There are 50 states. And the answer is that right now, there are, I don't know if it's 26, 7, 8, 9, it's in the 20s, more Republican delegations than Democratic. So for instance, in Wisconsin, we have six Republican congressmen, two Democrats, one Republican senator, one Democratic senator. So we have 10 electoral votes. We have 10 votes in the delegation, and they take a vote. Shall we cast our vote for Trump or Biden? And it would be 7-3. The six Republican congressmen and Ron Johnson would say Trump. Tammy Bowen, Mark Pocan, and Gwen Moore would say Biden. And then the leader of the delegation, whoever they elect, maybe it's Gallagher, maybe it's Fitzgerald, who knows, gets up on his hind legs in the Congress, and he goes, Madam Clerk, Wisconsin casts its vote for Donald Trump. Even if Donald Trump lost Wisconsin by 30,000 votes, doesn't make any difference. That is what I am worried about, because then if Trump is seated that way, it goes up to the courts. It did in 1876, Sam Tilden, Rutherford Hayes. Rutherford Hayes was the Republican, which is back then the Liberal Party, the anti-slavery party. Sam Tilden was a Democrat, which back then was the slavery party. It's completely flipped now. Sam Tilden won, but the Republicans had just come through the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated in 1865. Rutherford Hayes himself was a colonel in the Union Army at Antietam that was won, in effect, by the North. One of his sergeants was a guy named William McKinley, who also became president. You had to be a Union veteran in the late 19th century to even think running for office. And they just got together and they say, no way, we're not giving this to the South, to a Democrat. And they struck a devil's bargain, which was the Republicans prevail, which is good. I'd rather have Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden. But at the same time, they paid an awful price. They agreed to withdraw Union troops from the South. And for the next 100 years, till the civil rights under John Kennedy, Ku Klux Klan and violent people murdered Black people at will, hang them from trees. Billie Holiday, great singer, has a terrific song. You got to, if you do nothing else tonight, go to YouTube and play Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit. Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit, one of the great songs. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show as always, great callers as always. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for today. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.